And my first recollections are all around a schoolhouse in Hivesville, which is a very small place that if you blinked, you wouldn't know you'd been through. And it hasn't grown, as far as I know, in the last many years. And as was the practice in those days, school reserves were usually quite large and on the outskirts of any would-be town, which meant that there was quite a distance. We had no electricity and no telephone. The nearest telephone was about probably 500 metres up the road and belonged to the farmers who owned that house and had for many years. We didn't get a phone until just near the end of the war.
And what do you remember your days being like?
We were always up fairly early because we were living in the country and there were chooks to feed and a white rooster to placate because it knew that it owned the backyard. And so you fought your passage down to the toilet in the backyard, usually with a stick in one hand because the white rooster felt it had to defend everything in the yard. We had a second white rooster later on in my life, and people wondered why I was so terrified of it. I think because of my early encounters with white roosters.